Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, May 19th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Miss Sue Watkins. Miss Sue has been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist for over 30 years and has served the church in many ways. We'll probably get into some of that at the end of the podcast when she and I sit down to talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Miss Sue, for reading for the podcast.
Thank you for having me today. The scripture today is 2 Kings 24. Jehoiakim reigns in Judah. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, the bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the Amorites, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by his servants, the prophets. Surely this came upon Judah at the command of the Lord to remove them out of his sight from the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he had done, and all the innocent blood that he had shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the deeds of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt did not come again out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken all that belonged to the king of Egypt, from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Jehoiakim reigns in Judah. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Netushita, the daughter of Elthan of Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. Jerusalem captured. At the time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the city while his servants were besieging it. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, gave himself up to the king of Babylon, himself and his mother and his servants and his officials and the palace officers. The king of Babylon took him prisoner in the 8th year of his reign and carried off all the treasures of the house of Judah and the treasures of the king's house and cut in pieces the vessels of gold in the temple of the Lord, which Solomon, king of Israel, had made. As the Lord had foretold, he carried away all Jerusalem and all the officials and all the mighty men of valor, 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and the smiths. None remained except the poorest of people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officials, and the chief men of the land he took into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. And the king of Babylon brought captives to Babylon, all the men of valor, 7,000, and the craftsmen and the metal workers, 1,000, all of them strong and fit for war. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah reigns in Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna, and he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, it came to the point in Jerusalem and Judea that he cast them out from his presence. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.
Thank you so much, Miss Sue, for joining the podcast today. I'm looking forward to everybody hearing a little bit about your life and your ministry at Mount Brook Baptist. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? And then how did you meet your husband? And what was your career like?
I guess they're all connected in a way. I grew up in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm an Okie from Muskogee, as the song says. And when I graduated from high school, I went to Texas, to Baylor, to college. And that was almost a sin, along with other things in the church, because I did not choose to go to OBU.
Oh, no.
But I was so grateful that my parents gave me freedom of choice to choose where I wanted to go. So I went to Baylor.
And what year was that?
I graduated from high school in 1952, and went to Baylor. And for career, I had a career in education the whole time. I had dedicated my life to Christ when I was 13 in Muskogee, Oklahoma, First Baptist Church. And about 13, I knew that there was something I should do special to serve the Lord. But I didn't feel a call for missions. I had friends that I grew up with that said from day one they were going to be missionaries, and they were. And I went to Baylor, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do because music was the center of my activities and interest, but I did not major in music, but I had ended up in a teaching degree and started teaching in Waco. And from there, the rest of my life was teaching and moving north. I taught just in 2 years in Waco. I wanted to major in kindergarten, and there weren't public school kindergartens required at that time. But I went back to Oklahoma and taught kindergarten in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And from there, one thing just led to another. Went to the lab school in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and found out if this job was open in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. You made a lot of moves.
I did. And the biggest part of my career was in Madison, Wisconsin, 20 years with the State Department of Education, and was a consultant or supervisor for kindergarten education at that time, too.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
Well, I met my husband by buying a lake cottage in northern Wisconsin. And my husband was a real estate agent that sold me a lake cottage.
Aww.
And from there, my career ended in Madison. We were married in 1984 and went to Fort Lauderdale. So I had taught children and supervised teachers and planning. And then in Florida, we were in Fort Lauderdale for 5 years. And I discovered adult education and taught adult basic education and the GED and different things, helping adults in that.
Well, then how did you get to Birmingham?
Well, Birmingham is my husband's home.
Well, how did you make your way back to Mountain Brook Baptist?
Well, my husband had belonged to Mountain Brook Baptist before, after he was married. And they moved here. And the house that we moved back to was next door, is on 44 Greenway, and next door to the Ratliffs, to Joyce Ratliff. And thanks to Joyce, I came to Sunday school to the Torchbearers class. And Carl Worley and Billy Cope were the teachers. And that's the first time since I was in Tulsa that I had been in an adult Sunday school class. In other churches along the way, I was always teaching children. And I was so enthralled and learning to get back into Bible study. And then later, with changes of teachers, I moved to the Hope class, where Pat Schofield and Willa Dean Hall were the teachers. And Willa Dean had asked me to teach later. And that was in the year just before my husband was dying. And I told her I just couldn't do it then. But then about a year late, 2 years later, Catherine Allen was teaching after Willa Dean's health.
Wouldn't let her teach anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Catherine got me to start teaching in the Hope class. And I did for 12 years. And last summer, I decided it was time to retire and let others who had come to the class in the Hope class to teach. And
well, thank you so much for teaching for so long. I know you have other volunteer roles here, too. I see you every Monday. What do you do at the church on Monday?
Okay. That's due to Pat Ferguson. I was so impressed with Pat because when she retired, she said she volunteered at the church, and Pat was doing so many things. And I told her when I retired from working, I was working part-time at the library, at O'Neill Library, and I told Pat I wanted to do as she did and serve the church that I'd been coming to and enjoying the sermons and the teachers and all. And she said, well, I'll see you Monday morning at 9 o'clock to mail the bulletins to the people who are homebound and on our praying list for the church. And that's what I'm doing now on Monday mornings. And some of the people have been in the mailing list all these years, and I feel like I know them through their names and the mailing, and that's always important. Mm-hmm. And what else I'm doing volunteering? I guess the first year that Kelly came and started the Millibrook Singers, because I've always been in a choir from 8th grade sometime. And so I've always been in choirs and enjoyed it so much. But that first year, Kelly was passing out music and all. So when I retired, I told Kelly after that first year of the choir that I was going to be his music librarian.
Oh, wonderful. And so you get all the music squared away for Millibrook Singers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you guys just went on a tour, correct?
Correct. And we sang Wednesday night, and we're through now. And Thursday, we went to an assisted living place in Bessemer.
Yes, and a real blessing to us as a church and also to the community.
Well, and that's what our job is. And the last thing that I've volunteered with Kelly to do is to go to the faith church that we're partnering with. And the seniors are going once a quarter, starting last quarter, and helping them on Friday to stock their food pantry that they have there.
Tell me about interests that you have. What are you into?
Well, in the community, I have done volunteer work in past years after we came here. The art museum volunteered there, and Music Club Guild and Birmingham Opera Guild that I used to be active in, and I'd say those are still my interest, particularly the symphony, the music club, and opera performances, and theater. My husband and I both like theater very much here and when we traveled. So I guess those are my outside interest too.
Tell me about some of your favorite things about Mount Brook Baptist.
It's just a place, as I said, when I came here and went to that first Sunday school class with Dr. Carl Worley and Billy, that I knew this is where I belonged. And now seeing through those years it grow, I got to be here when we were voting to have a traditional and contemporary service. And I remember it so well when the church was voting to have a daycare started. And since my life had been in early childhood and helped that, I was really disturbed to hear people saying they didn't need a daycare at the church. And I'm just thrilled to still be alive and coming to the church and seeing the new emphasis on young families and the work that it's done. And I feel that we in the oldest classes, the Grace Nelson Hope Class, now we're called, that our job is just to help support the church and to see it grow so that we will continue to grow through these young families in helping the church to live on and grow. And that, to me, is the most important thing now.
Do you have a routine of your time that you spend with the Lord daily?
Well, to start the mornings now that I'm not working, I have the email messages, devotionals that Jane Houth writes each day. And they're so meaningful. And so I first thing I do is read her devotional. And then I'll read the Bible reading from the church.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
I think I have two that I just live by. The first is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And another is in Jeremiah, with saying, for me and my house, I'll serve the Lord.
Those are both beautiful passages, and I'm grateful for your ministry. I'm grateful for your time today. I wonder if you would close our time together with prayer.
This is a prayer that I read almost daily, that I keep in my Bible. Dear Lord, this day may I have a discerning heart to see your way and the wisdom to follow it, to be kind and compassionate to each person who comes in my life this day, and the ability to see through the eyes of grace and humility. Lead me to see the opportunities you've set for me today to love others with gentleness, patience, humility, and using my talents and gifts to the best of my ability and to your glory. Amen.